I'm Rhonda Miller for WKU Public Radio. Western Kentucky University is hosting its first Refugee Health Summit on Thursday, April 18th. The coordinator of the summit is Michelle Reese, assistant professor in WKU's Department of Public Health.
My colleague and I, Dr. William McCunter, we have some connection with the International Center of Kentucky here in Bowling Green. And over the course of the years, we discover that there are some issues that providers are facing as they're interacting with our new residents who are former refugees. And so we, through the Research and Creativities program here at WKU, applied for a grant to look at provider needs assessment in refugee health services. And so this summit is partly a response to the findings from our study, the ethical thing that we need to do and go back to the community and provide the results, and how are we going to address some of the issues that came up.
What were the general results that you found through this study?
Some of the things that we found are the issues that providers are having, interpretation services, and the ability to provide culturally and linguistically appropriate services for some of the new residents to our community, the mental health challenges that refugees experience, pediatric oral and adult oral health problems that are enduring.
In this first Refugee Health Summit, who is this appropriate for? Who should attend?
The Refugee Health Summit would be of benefit to any health service provider who interacts with the refugee community. So we're talking about nurse practitioners, nurses, physicians, dentists, social workers, medical case managers, and even front office persons who will be the first line who would interact with them when they come into the medical facility.
I'm also wondering if it might be appropriate for people who work in schools.
Absolutely. As some of the providers who responded to our research study, school health service providers, and so they too could benefit from this.
What do you hope will come of this summit? Will there be a report? Will there be recommendations to the community? Or how do you see this overall affecting the future?
Besides discussing the unique issues that are prevalent among refugees in our community, we are hoping to do some linkages. We discovered in the process of this that there are several different agencies, organizations who are working formally and informally with the refugee community, but it seems that we are not connecting very well. And so to avoid duplication of services and to make the work easier, we're hoping that we could build some of those connections, that we could improve that network of stakeholders who are working to improve the health of refugees and immigrants in our community. We are hoping that we can share some of the best practices that we have discovered from other places around the country. And so together, we are hoping now that we can put together a package of training that would help not only the refugees themselves, but also providers who are offering services.
Anything else you'd just like to add about the summit?
This is an important opportunity for Western Kentucky University. We say that we're a university with an international reach, and we believe that that's more than just study abroad, that's more than just accepting international students. But we believe that WKU is strategically positioned to be able to impact the health needs of our city.
Thank you, Michelle Reese. I really appreciate you coming to talk with us. I've been speaking with Michelle Reese, coordinator of WKU's first Refugee Health Summit. It will be held on Thursday, April 18th from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Nicely Conference Center in Bowling Green. There's no charge for the summit, and it's open to the public. You can register online at the WKU Department of Public Health. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.